Once again, we got contributions from everybody. Another touchdown on special teams, and turned the ball over on defense, and converted them on offense. And of course, Shane got us started there with a big play early in the game. So, you know, overall, it was a good team effort. Proud of the team. Proud of the way they responded this week after the Indianapolis game. Like I said, it was a short week. It was a tough week, but they really dug down and brought their best in terms of concentration and effort in the classroom and the walkthroughs and all that. And those results were evident on the field today. So we'll take a little break here and get on to Miami.
Concerned about Edelman's injury at all?
We'll see.
Steve Gregory, 2 fumble recoveries, an interception. Pretty opportunistic.
Yeah, I thought he made a real good play on the interception. He was read the quarterback well, came over there and undercut the route. And of course, the fumble is just good scoop and score play. But you know, Steve's a heady player, he's a smart player, prepares well, and is very instinctive and anticipates well. So you know, he's made a lot of those plays for us this year.
Was he playing a robber role in the interception, or was that a design kind of trap thing?
Well, he's. You know, like any good player, he's aware of the routes and reads the quarterback and was able to anticipate the play.
You ever seen a streak where you had 3 touchdowns in 52 seconds like that and just see the game turn around as quick as it did like that from being a close game to being a blowout?
Well, unfortunately, I was on the other end of that at the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago when it was 42-0 in the middle of the second quarter. On the same kind of plays, you know, touchdowns, interception returns, fumble returns, and all that. So, look, it doesn't take a lot to score a lot of points in this league quickly. Turnovers and defensive returns or special teams returns. It can add up in a hurry. And both ways, getting ahead or also coming back. So, nothing surprises me in the NFL. That's why it's a great game.
Happy about the way your team has played the last 2 weeks? It seems like you put it into another notch as you hit the middle of November to December.
You know, each game's its own challenge. I thought we played well today and, more importantly, prepared well. Had a real good week of preparation on a short week and then performed very competitively today. I thought we had good energy and made a lot of big plays, obviously, and that was – you know, it was key. Good to see us, you know, do those long play in a passing game, hit Edelman, you know, big play in a return game. You know, it was always good to score on special teams. That's 2 touchdowns against the Jets in a kicking game this year, so that's, you know, it's winning football.
So the way you guys responded, does that speak to the top of the football team?
Well, I thought they had a good week. I mean, we'll see about next week. You know, next week will be another challenge against Miami, but they did it this week.
Vince is always a key player for you, but it seems like the past 2 weeks, getting the pressure on the interception. This week, the third down and fourth down play, he was taking up double teams, allowed Mayo to get in there, and then the fumble that Sanchez had, he was right there. Can you just talk about his performance?
You know, Vince has been a solid player for us all year, again, both in the running game and in the passing game. Very unselfish. You know, we play him in different positions, usually where we feel like he can – it's maybe the most needed, not necessarily, you know, where it's going to feature him or give him a great opportunity to make plays, but a lot of times it is to, you know, eat up blockers or you know, try to disrupt plays. You know, he's an explosive guy that's got very good football instincts. He knows where the ball is. He knows what they're trying to do. You know, he really responded to a lot of the different challenges or positions that we put him in. And like I said, it's done it very unselfishly and very productively. He's given us great leadership, too, all year. He's given us great leadership. He and Gerard and Devin on defense have really, you know, those three guys have really, they've been outstanding.
Vollmer being inactive, is it looking like a long-term thing? Or is it just more of a precautionary thing, getting
them? Well, we'll see. You know, he wasn't able to play today, so we'll... We'll see how that goes going forward. Just have to take it day by day.
Coach, it's your 200th win. I know you're not big into stats and marks and records and all that, but reflecting back, it's a lot of wins.
Well, it's been a privilege and a great opportunity to coach the players that won those games. You know, I didn't make a block, didn't make a tackle, didn't throw a pass, didn't kick a ball. You know, the players win them, but it's an honor to coach the group of players that really go out there and make the plays to win those games, and that's the way it was today. Players went out there, and they made the plays, and they deserved to win, and it's a privilege to coach this team, you know, for Mr. Kraft, the Kraft family, Patriots organization, and the players that are on it. So it's nice, but it's really, I think, more of a reflection of what the players have done. They win them.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Thank you.